Well, good morning to everyone. Many years ago, I purchased a small pink azalea for my wife for Mother's Day. We planted that azalea at the edge of the front porch of our house, next to some older, much larger azaleas. Now, I tried to take care of that small azalea by fertilizing it and watering it, and it grew and it seemed to be healthy. Now, about 2 years later, in June, after it had bloomed that spring, we noticed that something, a deer, had eaten several inches of tender leaves and twigs off of this azalea. I knew it was a deer, and I was furious. I thought, how dare that deer eat on this little azalea when he or she had hundreds of acres around us to eat anything else they wanted? Well, after that, summer, fall, and winter all came and went. Then, the next spring, this particular azalea that had been accidentally pruned by the deer was, to my surprise, totally full of thick, beautiful pink blossoms. Now, the other azaleas in the yard that had never been pruned, which had been allowed to grow unabated, did not have nearly the amount of blooms or fruit, if you will, as the one that was pruned accidentally by the deer. So, what did I learn from this? I learned that pruning is necessary for growth. Pruning is needed for growth. In John 15, Jesus told his disciples that he was the true vine and that they, or we, are the branches. Jesus also explained that he will, at times, prune the various branches to enable them to produce more fruit. Brethren, pruning in our lives will occur, and it can be painful. Pruning can come in various ways: a lost job, a troubled relationship, financial difficulties, a severe sickness, perhaps the loss of a loved one. Brethren, whatever the type of pruning we experience, we can learn and we can benefit from it. Pruning in our lives can strengthen us. Pruning in our lives can mellow us. Pruning in our lives can also make us realize what's truly important. Pruning in our lives can direct our energies toward productive endeavors. But brethren, one thing is certain in all this pruning business. One thing's for sure. If we don't learn from life's prunings, we are simply suffering from the cut of the pruning and nothing more. So, it would be wise for us to strive to view God's pruning as not as some type of punishment, but as a way to produce more beautiful Christian fruit. Amen.